Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with the Kia Stonic. You're closer than you think to a 202 Stonic with flexible finance plans from your local Kia dealer.
And I want to go now to something entirely different. Lucy Lamb, good afternoon to you.
Hi, Katie. Hi.
Okay, Lucy, you have an unusual request for people.
I have. It's an old Denny's ad going back to the 90s, which my husband was in. I was just wondering, could I get a copy of it?
Right, so this is Denny Sausages, is it?
It is, yeah.
You can't hum it or anything for us, can you, to
I
remind
can't.
Us?
No, it was a cocktail sausages ad, and it was a party in a house, and he just happened to be in the ad.
Was your husband an actor, Lucy?
No, he wasn't.
And how did he end up in a Denny's ad?
He passed away in 2015, so... Oh. Yeah, it's just something we'd like for the younger kids and the grandkids, you know.
And how did he end up in the Denny's sausage ad?
He was just asked by a friend of ours. It was the only ad he was ever in. So, yeah.
So he was briefly famous.
He was, yeah, he was.
But you lost him 5 years ago.
Yeah, we did, unfortunately, yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that, Lucy.
Yeah, so it would just be nice to have it.
Yeah. I can imagine, yeah. And I suppose would you have younger members of the family who may never have seen it?
Yeah, well, we foster children, so I have a 7-year-old here he was 3 at the time, so I have an 18-year-old as well and a 20-something-year-old. So they would never have seen this ad. And then I have 2 grandchildren in New Zealand. It would be just lovely to have it.
And as I was kind of half joking with you there, if you could hum it, but was there a song associated with it or a sound?
No, there wasn't. It was just while Tom was at the party, and that's all I can remember. His name was Tom in the ad.
Right.
We would have had it on a Betamax, you know, tape, and we just can't find it at all.
It just went missing, as things do over the years.
Yeah.
We actually did ask the archive department here in RTE for you, Lucy, to see would they have any copies, but apparently they do not. They don't retain TV ads in the system. So unfortunately, we didn't look out there. But you would never know. You never know, for whatever reason, somebody out there might somehow have that ad on an old tape themselves. And hopefully, we'll just put the word out. 51551 is the number. If anyone has that ad on a tape or knows or has any ideas about where Lucy
could get it,
because it's obviously very important to Lucy and her family, because she lost Ray 5 years ago. So, listen, Lucy, the best of luck with that. If we get anything at all in on it, we will be straight back to you.
Oh, you're very good. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Lucy.
Okay, bye-bye.